What happened? That's the deal this morning. Politics has shifted once again. The GOP blinks as the Republican contests yesterday in three states go for Rick Santorum by a wide margin. Caucuses in Minnesota and Colorado and a non-binding primary in Missouri. Now, it doesn't change the delegate count in any sense whatsoever, but here's a sort of states won count. Rick Santorum has won four states at this point. Mitt Romney has won three, and Newt Gingrich has only won one. The delegate count, of course, favors Mitt Romney, who is still technically considered the front runner this morning. But here is a very confident and relieved-sounding Rick Santorum this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't stand here to claim to be the conservative alternative to Mitt Romney. I stand here to be the conservative alternative to Barack Obama.
Okay, and how do you spell relief? Is it R-O-M-N-E-Y? Here's Mitt Romney last night.
I'm the only person in this race, Republican or Democrat, who has never served a day of time in Washington. In the world I come from, leadership is about starting a business, not trying to get a bill out of committee.
Never served a day of time in Washington. He may keep that record pristine at this point, although the momentum with Santorum may last only a day. We've seen that over and over and over in this whole primary process. Here's the chairman of the GOP in Colorado commenting on Santorum's win.
Colorado voters have always been a fairly independent-minded bunch of folks that come to their own conclusions about the candidates, their relative strengths, and that is encouraging. In an election where we're seeing a lot of spending, especially by outside and unaccountable groups, I think this underscores the importance of the candidate himself.
The importance of the candidate himself. Well, let's put that directly to Nathan Heffel. He's a reporter with KUNC Public Radio in Greeley, Colorado. We spoke with him yesterday in advance of the caucuses. You were the one, Nathan, that called Santorum coming out from second and possibly making a challenge here. What happened yesterday, Nathan?
Well, we're surprised. Let's just be honest. It was a late night here in Colorado. I went to bed about 11 p.m. Mountain Time, and we still didn't know the winner when Ryan Call, the GOP chairman, called it. What we were going with yesterday was that Santorum was going to be the alternative to Mitt Romney, that he would be the alternative because Newt Gingrich wasn't really campaigning in the state, and it appears his campaigning here has really paid off, and that the, like Ryan Call said, Colorado's Republicans are independent, very independent.
And they like what they saw in the sort of face-to-face encounters with Rick Santorum. That belies the suggestion that there's some deep sort of animosity or ambivalence about Mitt Romney. Assess for us whether there's a deep hesitation to go with Mitt Romney or if people are falling in love with Rick Santorum.
Well, I think it's interesting to note that where I was caucusing or where I was reporting from, Douglas County, they went for Mitt Romney because they were saying he could be the one that could beat Obama. They liked what he had to say, but there were people that voted for Mitt Romney that said, you know, we really like Santorum because of his values, and they hold more closely to what they were thinking.
All right. That's Nathan Heffel, reporter with KUNC Public Radio in Greeley, Colorado. Joining us now, Jim Rutenberg, a national political correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Jim, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So I know you Times guys hate to be put in this position, but if you were in the middle of the Mitt Romney campaign this morning, what do you think the message from their perspective is from what happened last night? And just assess it for me any way you can.
Well, what they're trying to say this morning is that because the three races last night didn't award any delegates to it, they weren't really important. They're trying to say that you can't take any big message out of here because Mr. Romney wasn't really competing. But they know, they have to know when they look at the headlines today that they've got a problem, that no matter what, you know, we don't have entrance polls from the caucuses or exit polls from the primary Missouri, so it's a little hard to determine, but the perception is he is still struggling with those very important conservative voters.
And, you know, the fact that there's two caucuses here, Minnesota and Colorado, where in the polls Romney was actually leading, the fact that the caucuses went against Romney so strongly suggests, because caucuses attract activists, not necessarily the broad GOP voter, it's the activist mentality in the GOP right now, this sort of center activist group that really doesn't like Mitt Romney. Is that the message here?
Well, it's definitely the way it's being interpreted broadly this morning, and that's a problem for Romney. Now, this goes into a lull now for a couple of weeks, and he's going to come in to contests at the end of the month in Arizona and Michigan, where his team expects to do well. But what we've seen every time is that after a big election night that upsets the conventional wisdom, the entire race sort of resets. So I would expect that what Romney's going to come out mostly doing over the next few days is attack Rick Santorum and not take his eye off of Newt Gingrich while he's at it.
Quickly, Jim Rittenberger, it seems as though Michigan is setting up as a possible mortal wound for the Romney campaign, as it was last time when John McCain defeated him in his daddy's state.
Yeah, I would say if he does not do exceedingly well in Michigan, he's in huge trouble. This morning, I don't think he's in huge trouble. He's in some trouble. Michigan, that would be awful, and they will avoid that at all costs.
All right, that's Jim Rittenberg, a national political correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Nathan Heffel, what do you think the voters in Colorado, what message are they delivering? Are they feeling sort of self-satisfied this morning that, this little caucus is suddenly a very, very big headline, Nathan?
Well, Colorado Republicans moved up their caucus for this very reason. We wanted to be on the stage. At least the Republicans said so. You know, it's interesting to note that in 2008, the state went for John McCain or for Romney, when the rest of the country went for John McCain. So it's just continuing on that this independent streak is what Republicans, at least in Colorado, want to be known for today.
So maybe not known for picking the nominee, but certainly known for being contrarians. Well, if it was something of an audition to see if you could sort of be a player, I have to say, you probably passed the audition there in Colorado.
Most definitely.
Where does this independence come from? Is it noted in particular constituencies, or is it a broad sort of Colorado sentiment among the GOP voters there?
Well, you have to look at the South. Definitely Colorado Springs, where Focus on the Family is in. Santorum was very campaigning heavily there. And so that definitely, and the Tea Party voters here in Colorado, they're independent. And I think that's where you're getting a lot of this vote coming from.
All right. Nathan Heffel, he's a reporter with KUNC Public Radio in Greeley, Colorado, on the surge of Rick Santorum, who won three contests yesterday, Minnesota, Colorado, and Missouri. Thanks, Nathan and Jim.
Thanks.
Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.